We hope that you've got off to a good start in 2025 and that your new year is looking as happy as possible under the circumstances. This is David Ingram filling in for Dave Creedon to present the English version of Ralph Summers' January Popcast. On behalf of the whole Popcast team at the Goethe Institute and Bayern 2 Sundfunk, we wish you a peaceful, healthy and creative year. For our first Popcast in the new year, we're actually going to take a look back in time, because some really interesting re-releases, tribute records and farewell albums came out at the end of last year. We recommend the Wolf Biermann tribute compilation, Funny Van Dannen's farewell album, as well as a new album by the garage rock duo Kava and Anadol and Marie Klock's debut, plus reissues of Spliff's old albums. That's right, Spliff, the early 80s rock band, with hit singles like Carbonara and Das Blech, have put all their LPs back on the shelves of the record shops and put all their music online, too, for the first time ever. All the featured artists are from or based in Berlin, so this is going to be a purely Berlin Popcast. Let's start with a goodbye. Funny Van Dannen is retiring from the stage.
Dieses Lied ist nicht für den Verkauf bestimmt. Dieses Lied ist total privat. Es ist außerdem völlig uninteressant und so banal wie Kopfsalat. Ich singe es nur so vor mich hin, ohne irgendwelche Interessen. Und ich singe es nur einmal. Und danach ist es sofort vergessen. Wenn der Krieg vorbei ist, wird es wieder schön. Dann können alle ohne Angst, wohin sie wollen, gehen. Und der Himmel wird wieder so blau sein. Und der Lippenstift so rot. Und die Lippen so voll und die Liebe so toll. Nur die Toten sind immer noch so tot. Warum habe ich dieses Lied geschrieben? Gewohnheit, was weiß ich? Man hört es wahrscheinlich ganz genau. Dieses Lied gefällt mir nicht. Dieses Lied ist nicht für den Verkauf bestimmt. Es ist nur für mich allein. Und es weiß auch nicht, wie es sich anfühlt. So umsonst zu sein, wenn der Krieg vorbei ist, kommt die Wahrheit ans Licht. Es ist schon wieder die schreckliche Wahrheit, aber die ganze ist es immer noch nicht. Und der Himmel wird wieder so blau sein und der Lippenstift so rot. Und die Lippen so voll und die Liebe so toll. Nur die Toten sind immer noch so tot.
That was Wenn der Krieg vorbei ist, When the War's Over. The first track on Funny Van Dannen's final album is this two-minute song, which is written, oddly enough, from the perspective of the song itself.
Wenn der Krieg vorbei ist, ist natürlich ein Lied über die Fassungslosigkeit und Ohnmacht.
Wenn der Krieg vorbei ist, is a song about bewilderment and powerlessness in the face of the war in Ukraine, followed by Gaza. Naturally, I know it's utterly, utterly pointless to write such a song, because on the face of it, it doesn't help at all. If anything, I'm just expressing my feelings of helplessness. So it's a pretty frustrating endeavor. But maybe others can relate to the song all the same. I sang it with that hope in mind. That was Funny Van Dannen talking about the opening song on his last album before he goes, and it's called Songs to Go. It was recorded live, like so many of his other recordings. This one is to take a bow and bid us farewell at the age of 66. The Berliner singer-songwriter has been writing unforgettable tunes since the 1990s. Songs like Nana Muscuri, Als Willy Brandt noch Bundeskanzler war, and Freunde der Realität. With nothing but a guitar and mic, he's blessed us with, quote, moments that have consummately put misery in its place, as the German rock and pop culture magazine Specs once put it. And the weekly Die Zeit wrote, quote, he's the genius singer-songwriter of triviality. After him, nothing is the way it was before. Unquote. But this isn't the first time Van Danen has planned to call it a day.
Ich hatte eigentlich schon vor der Corona-Zeit vor.
I was actually planning to stop making music before the COVID era, but I didn't want to leave without a whimper, so I bided my time. Now I figured would be a good time. So retiring is an exaggeration. I'm definitely going to keep going, but I won't be taking the stage anymore, and I won't be releasing any more records or CDs either. Sure, quite a few old people get a kick out of climbing up onto the stage, but I never did. I never really liked being on stage enough to miss it now. It was clear to me during the last tour that it would be my last. So I decided to record the tour and release it as my last live record. I feel pretty good about that decision, and I don't think I'll regret it. I still have enough other stuff to do. I'd like to focus more on my painting. I've still got a lot of old material gathering dust. I'll have to sift through it and try to get some of it going. So I'm definitely not going to stop making art of some kind.
Also aufhören mit der Kunst werde ich sicher nicht.
So, Funny Van Danen's touring days are done. He'd rather paint and record in the studio from here on in. Our next featured act write political songs too, but they're pretty loud and hefty. Here's Kava, a girl duo from Berlin.
Just don't go and blame it on me.
That was Cava, as in the Spanish sparkling wine, a bottle of which can be heard popping open at the start of the track. Pepi knew the drink from Barcelona, where she lived for a while, and her band partner, Mela, once brought a bottle of Cava to a band rehearsal. So much for the moniker of this garage rock band, or rather duo, with Mela on drums and Pepi on guitar and vocals. Pepi was actually classically trained. She spent 13 years playing concert guitar. She's particularly partial to a song called Modest on their new album, partly because it's about a social issue that women have to contend with.
Ja, Modest ist eigentlich einer meiner Lieblingssongs, weil der eben auch so diese beiden.
Yes, Modest is actually one of my favorite songs. It does a good job of combining the two sides that keep surfacing on the album. On the one hand, my personal experience, which turns out to be not just an individual experience, but widespread in society. The bridge of the song is about a man who's harassing me. I don't know what he wants from me. Is he into me? Does he want to sleep with me? Or does he have something against me? Does he want to kill me or something? And that's actually a situation a lot of my women friends have told me about. That you somehow end up blaming yourself. And that society somehow teaches you how you're supposed to behave or interpret and put up with certain things.
Zu verhalten hat oder wie man gewisse Dinge auch zu interpretieren und hinzunehmen hat.
Cava's new album, their second so far, is called Power Trip. And it asks questions about power and power structures, right from the start.
Ich glaube, dass sich seit der ersten Platte bei uns eigentlich gar nicht so viel verändert hat, außer dass wir vielleicht ein bisschen selbstsicherer geworden sind.
I don't think we've actually changed that much since the first record. Except maybe we've become a little more self-assured and less willing to put up with remarks at live concerts. This one is about personal relationship experiences. The other half addresses bigger political issues and situations. Nevertheless, all the songs do have something in common. They're about power relations, both in the private sphere and in the public realm or wider context.
Privaten Ebene als eben auch im öffentlichen Raum oder einem größeren Kontext.
That was Peppy of the duo Kava. She and Mela don't back down. They challenge the status quo. They've already opened for acts like the Idols and the Beatsteaks, and they're getting more and more gigs of their own thanks to the new album Power Trip, which Kava will be performing live in a number of German cities. Let's hope the tour goes well. We're in the middle of the January podcast from the Goethe-Institut and Sundfunk Bayern 2. As you heard, it's a purely Berlin edition. And now the next act, Anna Doll and Marie Klock.
Continue tout droit, au lieu de rentrer chez toi. Continue tout droit. Viens par là, c'est mieux comme ça. Continue tout droit, t'inquiète pas. Ma voix est en sirop, avale et fais dodo. Je ponds mes œufs dans ton sommeil. Je suis la goule.
Je suis la goule. Je ponds mes œufs dans ton sommeil.
Ma voix est un sirop. Avale et fais dodo.
Parmi les vers et les crapauds, je guette les voyageurs dans l'ombre. J'attends mon heure, je suis la goule. Je suis la goule. Si t'as de beaux mollets, prends garde, je vais attaquer. J'enlève mes guenilles, j'entonne ma mélodie. Je suis la goule. Je suis la goule.
C'est plus rond, petit matin.
That was Sirop Amer, a song by Anadol and Marie Klock. Marie explained the lyrics to us.
In Sirop Amer geht es eine Ghoul, also ein schreckliches Fabelwesen. Es ist ein weibliches Wesen.
It's about a ghoul, a horrible mythological female creature that eats human flesh. She hangs from a curbside drain and lurks in the gutter, waiting for a pair of nice male legs to pass by, which she then devours and lays her eggs in what's left of the corpse.
Und legt dann ihre Eier in die Leiche.
That was Marie Klock's take on her own lyrics to Sirop Amer, which you might find terrifying to consider if you're a man next time you're walking past a storm drain in the street. Marie and Anadol's debut album is quite a discovery. This new French-Turkish duo from Paris, Berlin and Istanbul have released their first album, La Grande Accumulation, on a Hamburg label called Pingipong. And a song like Sirop Amer, weird retro space pop with swirling plumes of synth music, would fit in on a playlist somewhere between Stereolab and Broadcast. It sometimes calls to mind the otherworldly sound of the Space Lady. The duo recorded the album on Büyükada, one of the so-called Prince's Islands off the coast of Istanbul. I asked Marie Klock what she and Anadol appreciate about each other.
And Anadol's Musik hat mich, ich glaube, die Freiheit gereizt, begeistert. Ich habe zuerst die Person Anadol kennengelernt, bevor ich ihre Musik entdeckt habe.
What appealed to me and enthused me about Anadol's music was how free it is. I got to know Anadol before discovering her music. She's a peculiar and extremely funny person. And when I heard her two records, I was blown away. I think we share an affinity for automatic accompanying rhythms, using old organs, home organs. We didn't know at first where our musical journey would take us, but we got attuned to each other in no time. We met at a festival, exchanged three emails, and next thing I knew, I was in Istanbul, staying for a fortnight with this woman I didn't even know. The first day of recording, we were still vacillating a lot, but by the next day, I immediately had some ideas for lyrics and song structures, and we improvised. I'd never been to Turkey before, which made it a particularly special trip for me. The country, the culture, the language, it was all new to me. Then again, I've known Berlin for such a long time now that Turkish culture isn't entirely alien to me. But the Prince's Islands are, because there are no cars there, just little electric cars, little golf carts, and lots and lots and lots of feral cats and dogs and strange birds. So it was very, very special for me and a lot of fun.
Schon und die Insel umso fremder, denn dort gibt's keine Autos, es gibt nur so kleine elektrische Wagen, kleine Golfwagen. Sehr, sehr, sehr viele wilde Katzen und Hunde und komische Vögel. Also es war sehr, sehr speziell für mich. Sehr lustig, eine sehr lustige Zeit.
That was Marie Klock, recounting the genesis of her first album with Anadol, La Grande Accumulation. The Hamburg label has stuck an LP sticker on it, certifying the album as Best Handshake of the Year 2024. And stickers never lie. Unfortunately, this Best Handshake of the Year is not going to be presented in concert because Anadol refuses to perform live. It's a record to be enjoyed by oneself, says Marie. A very personal, intimate work. The next band did play live but broke up after an abortive tour 40 years ago. Spliff's albums have now been re-released on LP and can now be streamed in full for the first time. Let's check out the tune Déjà Vu.
erwarten, bis die Zeit vergeht. Tausend Tage und Nächte auf See, das Land kommt nie zurück. Eine Menge Mädchen waren dabei.
Text von Déjà Vu ist metaphoric pur.
The lyrics to Déjà Vu are pure metaphor, using the technique I love most, namely short, quick film cuts. As in a film, they explore situations that corresponded to how I felt about things at the time, the environment sick and politics dead, an apocalyptic mood in Berlin, where we felt alternately protected and threatened. And if it weren't for that special situation, I probably never would have written these lyrics. That was Herwig Mitteregger, Spliff's singing drummer, on the song Déjà Vu. It's a new year and a good time to renew old acquaintances. In our opinion, this long-since disbanded and largely forgotten band is now jogging our memories for good reason. We've just heard a track off Spliff's second album, which topped the German album charts back in 1982, thanks to the hit song Carbonara, which is now rated a new German wave classic. Spliff was actually the musicians' third band. They started out in the band Lokomotive Kreuzberg. They were close to West Berlin's trade unions and even got some funding from the Metal Workers Union. They met the notorious Berlin punk singer Nina Hagen at a party, started up the Nina Hagen Band, and recorded feminist pop classics with her, such as Unbeschreiblich Weiblich, which means indescribably feminine. All well and good, till they met Frank Zappa, keyboardist and vocalist Reinhold Heil, the only band member who wasn't in Lokomotive Kreuzberg, remembers meeting the US underground star.
Was es gab, war eine Audienz, die wir hatten bei Frank Zappa, als er in München war. Der war auf einer Europatour. Wir waren auch auf einer Europatour. Haben nach dem Zappa-Konzert.
Frank Zappa agreed to meet us when he was in Munich. He was touring Europe, and so were we. After Zappa's concert, we talked to him and asked him to write us some lyrics in English, because we figured we ought to try to make it in America, which we couldn't do without English lyrics. We were on Zappa's radar because we happened to be signed up with the same record company. And I think he was a bit of a fan. Well, mainly of Nina. Though I think they liked our band's whole energy too. But then Zappa told us we shouldn't be doing English lyrics at all. Instead, we should be and remain as German as possible. Then we'd have a much better chance in America because we wouldn't be drowned out in the ocean of records coming out. We'd be doing our own special thing, which would make us more conspicuous. He even recommended that Nina wear blonde pigtails and a dirndl or something. That was just an idea he floated. But I believe she actually went for it. When she made a record on her own in America, she actually Germanized her outfit a little and worked a lot of German into the performance. However, Zappa's manager took advantage of this meeting to basically entice Nina away. That night was one aspect of Nina's exit. We didn't leave Nina. She left us.
Es war einer der Aspekte des Ausstiegs von Nina. Wir sind nicht bei Nina ausgestiegen, Nina ist bei uns ausgestiegen.
So it wasn't the four men who left the Nina Hagen band, as previously rumoured in rock history, but Nina Hagen who left her boys behind, after Frank Zappa's manager had enticed her away to pursue a solo career. That was Reinhold Heil on the end of the Nina Hagen band, which then, in turn, immediately turned into Spliff. With Heil on keyboards and vocals, Herwig Mitterreger on drums, Bernhard Potschka on guitar, and Manfred Preker on bass. Spliff anticipated the multilingualism of present-day acts like Bilderbuch and Haiti. Their successful album 85555 came out abroad in an international English language version called Emergency Exit, and it's been reissued now. With their brand of synth funk and poetic pop, they were to become one of the most innovative German bands of the early 1980s. They sang about new things like computers, the threat of nuclear Armageddon, discotheques as a social realm, and about cultural appropriation. On their hit song Das Blech, the singer is asked, "Wann hört ihr endlich auf, unsere schwarze Musik zu klauen?" In other words, when will you finally stop stealing our black music? The reproach is justified. And then again, not so much, because Spliff made something totally different out of funk than, say, James Brown, whose biography Reinhold Heil had read before he wrote the lyrics to Das Blech. What set them apart from other bands was also their stylistic variety. Now that we can all hold five Spliff LPs in our hands, or stream the lot of them for the first time ever, will their old discography find new fans? They certainly deserve it. After Spliff, Nina Hagen's former band, let's turn to her stepfather, Wolf Biermann. Nina's mother, the East German actress Eva Maria Hagen, began seeing the singer-songwriter and dissident Wolf Biermann shortly after the Socialist Party had banned him from performing and publishing. Biermann had actually grown up in Hamburg and emigrated to the other side of the Berlin Wall at the age of 17 to live out his communist ideals. But when he eventually fell out with the party, they blacklisted him. His music had to be smuggled past the Stasi over to West Germany, until he was stripped of his East German citizenship whilst on a tour in the West. Now his music is being rediscovered. Which brings us to the close of our first podcast in the new year. The Goethe-Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2 wish you plenty of great music in 2025, which also happens to be an important anniversary for us. More on that score, perhaps, on Angie Portman's February podcast. Meantime, a tribute sample has come out called Wolf Biermann Reimagined, Lieder für Jetzt, literally, Songs for Now, with new renditions of his songs performed by 22 different acts, including old familiars like Wolfgang Niedecken of the band BAP, Katharina Frank of the Rainbirds, and the rapper MC Torch of the Advanced Chemistry Crew, as well as Haiti, Peter Licht, Balbina, Meret Becker, Albrecht Schrader, OK Kid, and Romano. Speaking of Romano, you can hear him rapping on the album, "Wenn ich mal voll bin, gehe ich kurz runter und spendiere Stalin ein Bier." When I'm plastered, I'll pop downstairs and buy Stalin a beer, which is from a short song called Kunststück, on Biermann's debut album way back in 1965, which the rapper with the blonde pigtails has now covered in his own style.
Ich finde, Wolf Biermann ist eine echt spannende Persönlichkeit. Ich habe ja selbst noch 12 Jahre DDR-Zeit miterlebt, bis dann glücklicherweise die Wende kam.
I think Wolf Biermann's a really exciting personality. I lived through 12 years in East Germany myself, until fortunately the Berlin Wall came down. And I think he's a critical spirit who questions and takes on the powers that be. I've always been interested in troublemakers, rebels, upstarts and the oppressed. Whether it's Eazy-E or François Villon or Wolf Biermann, calling out injustice with a sharp tongue and a good dash of humour, that's what appeals to me about his songs to this day. I found the song Kunststück great because it's funny, cheeky, laid back and not morose. It's a little like sitting at your mother-in-law's on a Sunday and knocking over the coffee pot with an awesome smile on your face. A mix of Till Eulenspiegel and Simplicissimus. It's quite a feat.
So eine Mischung aus Till Eulenspiegel und Simplicissimus. Kunststück eben.
Wenn ich mal heiß bin, wenn ich mal heiß bin, lang ich mir eine Wolke runter, bring sie über mir aus, kalte Dusche, Kunststück. 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 Wenn ich mal kalt bin, wenn ich mal kalt bin, lang ich mir die Sonne runter, steck sie in mein Jackett, kleiner Ofen, Kunststück. Kunststück, 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 Kunststück. Wenn ich bei ihr bin, wenn ich bei ihr bin, schwimmen wollt man das runter, rollt die Sonne gleich mit, das ist liebe Kunststück. 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 Wenn ich mal müd bin, wenn ich mal müd bin, lang ich mir den lieben Gott runter und er singt mir was vor, Engel weinen, Kunststück. Kunststück, 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 Kunststück. Wenn ich mal voll bin, wenn ich mal voll bin, geh ich kurz zum Teufel runter und spend dir Stalin ein Bier. Aber Alter, nee. Ja, wenn ich mal tot bin, wär ich Grenze und bewacht die Grenze zwischen Himmel und Hölle. Ausweis bitte! Kunststück! Kunststück!